Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cock, lock, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. I was kind of chuckling because Jason was telling me about an experience he had changing a wheel hub on his vehicle. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about after the first hour, or after the first half hour, is loaner tools that you can borrow from the big box stores absolutely free. Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorin is with us. Welcome. Dr. Sheely Sorin, I'm having trouble hearing you. Can you? That sounds better. Yeah. That sounds much better.
Also, call in with a landline if that would be helpful, but.
Well, a landline would probably be better if you could do that.
All right, let's keep on talking while we are on the phone, and I'll just dial us in, and if Jason can let me in, that'd be great.
Yeah, he'll be glad to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me actually call right in. Okay, so, and you got me on the line.
Yeah, okay. So, Jason, I don't see the call coming into the call screen, but as soon as he sees it, he can transfer the call from the line you're on to another line. So, do you have anything that you'd want to share with us that's maybe a trend in the emergency room that you're seeing, maybe something that's different from the last 22 years? Is anything it's ringing now?
Let me actually get on get on with Jason and on the better line, and we will do that.
Yeah. All right. So he's I can, it's really neat. I can see exactly what he's doing from Missouri, and here he is. So, okay. So Jason, can you? Oh, he's doing it. He's putting you. He's transferring you. Here we go. You're good. Okay, you're now on the landline.
Wonderful.
And it's worse.
Hold on. All right. Are we clear?
Yes. Yep. There you go.
All right.
Okay.
Perfect.
So the question is,
gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I should say, and of course, let's just go through the question again, so that we are very clear, and so that we are start off on the right track.
So have you seen any trends that have changed in the last 22 years that you've been an emergency room doctor? Have people done things that you're kind of surprised at that have put them in harm's way, things that maybe they could have avoided?
Oh, my God. Are you sure you want to have this conversation?
Well, I don't want to get too graphic. I don't want to go down the sexual part because, I mean,
with all due respect, Vincent, we are opening a can of worms here, brother.
I know that. And I'll tell you why I'm asking. There's a guy
happy to go into it. Let's do it.
There's a guy that had those gauge things in his ears, so he wanted his earlobes to expand. So he has those, and he didn't lose those. But he had a nose ring, and he lost it. Actually, he brought it into his lung 5 years ago. He's looking all over for it, can't find it, but he's coughing up a storm. And it seems to me that that's absolutely, positively, totally unnecessary. And this guy did it to himself.
There's so many things that people do to themselves. It's insanity, absolute insanity. But we can talk about the healthcare system. We can talk about human condition. We can talk about emergency room stories. I've had so many interesting things. There's very few things in life that will actually surprise me. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. Can you, without broaching on HIPAA. Can you share some stories? And the reason I'm saying this, it's not to be outlandish, but it's so that maybe parents can say to their children, you know, I heard Dr. Shuley Sorin on the radio, and he was telling us a story, and this happened to someone. So whatever you do, don't do that.
Okay, well, let's have a little fun. Okay, so let's start with a little bit of a, you know, light stuff. Well, there's obviously those little googly eyes and kids and anything that can go into the ear and the nose and otherwise will, absolutely. The question is, once it goes in once, twice, three, four times, I think it's time to reevaluate where those little objects are, because if they keep going into the ears or the nose, eventually until the kid figures out, it's not fun getting instruments in their ears and getting stuff out. Hard to say. I mean, it's if you're a parent, you know, I mean, I was, you know, watching a six-year-old and we got in trouble. So, I mean, hey, I mean, I'm responsible. So, it happens. But the story is, everything is about patterns. Life is patterns. Nature is patterns. Just like you have four seasons, just like you have, you can predict. You can see what's going to happen before it happens. You can actually literally see if you logically look at the world, and you don't have to have all these accidents, all these situations. Another thing is when people keep coming back and over again, especially lately with the fear of basically upper respiratory. So I've had a person show up, for example, over and over about three or four times in the emergency room by ambulance with sniffles. And those sniffles didn't get resolved overnight, so they came back again just to make sure that they are still alive. Everything was absolutely fine. At the same time, we have, when this was happening, this was during a busier time, we had people who were waiting, literally, critical for medical concerns, and literally everybody's running around and not enough staff. There's a crisis of staffing, there's a crisis of overflow, there's a crisis of the whole system. So there's all of those, nonsense type stuff, which is basically misuse and abuse, and then of course there's underuse. People who basically come to me and say, I've been having this chest pain now for about 3, 4, 5, 7 days, or hopefully not that long. And at that point, they're already gray, and the vital signs are going down, and there's not much I can do at that time. I mean, hopefully I can transfer to a higher level of care. But there's a time and a place to really seek care, and there's a time and a place to, well, use common sense. What else can I say? The other big trend in the healthcare system is that it has gone not just technologically, but in many other ways. I remember starting out, and I'm not the oldest guy in the profession, but I've been around for about 20 years plus, so enough to see changes. From around 2000, when I graduated, you know, I mean, we had our troubles and problems, but it was simple. It was organized. It wasn't great necessarily, but it was a standard. Now the standards have gone to hell and back, literally. There is no standard. Or the standard is substandard, excuse me. What's happening is any sense of common sense, I'll say it that way, is literally gone, annihilated. If anyone's read a book, Catch-22, Between a Rock and a Hard Place, you can get this done because of that, and you can get done because of this. So what are you doing? Nothing. That's what's happening lately. And it's not just it's not from a patient's perspective, it's from a systematic perspective. And the systems are responding to the higher levels, which is all those three-letter agencies and all that other stuff. But no, that's a long story. So the short of it is, as you come down the pipe again, all the way down, what's happening is the qualified nursing and staff are basically, doing other things, farming. A lot of good people have turned to farming, God bless, but they're not doing the nursing. They're not doing the medical. Another thing that's happening is that now that there's this huge demand and there's very little supply, so to speak, or capacity for supply because of the again, systemic issues, the whole system has gone to, hell in a handbasket. And so what that means, literally, is, and I know we have, time is value here, so I just want to get as many concepts down into as direct as possible. We got it. So it's a head game, folks. It's a head game. So the system is broken. The system was never right to begin with, but now it's officially done for, literally. It's a dead carcass of a previous glory of Rockefeller's generation, and now it's falling apart. And so is everything else associated with it. So anyone who is interested in their health has got to become proactive. You got to look at this and see, okay, what can I salvage from this mess? In other words, there's still good testing. There's still good use of specialists, even though it's harder to get in. There's still good use of the system, and that's what I do in the office. I still utilize the proper healthcare system to the degree that we can. At the same time, I'm aware that I'm not going to rely on the healthcare system for something called health. Well, I've been talking a lot, but please, Vincent, feel free to jump in.
Well, we're with you. We absolutely agree, and I'm sure the entire class agrees that we are in charge of our own health. Has part of this problem come about when hospital systems began using what's called a hospitalist, meaning so there's doctors in the hospital ready to go, as compared to your own physician who would come in, let's say 4 o'clock or 4:30 in the afternoon after he or she did his or her own clinic work, where that doctor would know you, would know what you're like, would be able to look at you and say, well, no, this isn't right. I can tell by his skin or his respiration. Is that part of the problem, or was it a good thing that we moved to hospitalists, or is it
yes and no.
Good and bad?
Yes and no, both. I'll give you the positives and the negatives. Which one do you want to start with?
Your call, please.
Okay. Let's start with the negatives here. Of course, yes, you've lost the connection, you've lost the continuity, you've lost the concept of a person who knows you. And if a person doesn't know you, for example, you might look, and for example, just like the other patient they saw, it doesn't mean that you're the same category. It doesn't mean you're in the same condition. That skin color is not the same. In other words, you may look like the same person next to you or similar, but it doesn't mean that it's right for you. You might be actually experiencing an issue with perfusion or circulation, and you're looking terrible, but the other doctor doesn't know you from before. So anyhow, there's many ways to describe it, but short of it, continuity of care and knowing that you're working with someone like a country doc, somebody who used to come to the house, knew the family, knew you, and that's what we do in our clinic. We are literally that concept of the family. Just literally, we come to you or you come to us. We know everything about you or as much as you want us to know, and just literally working with the whole thing. That has gotten even more fragmented. That's the key word, fragmentation. That's the downside. So the downside literally is you've got maybe a good practitioner who's following the protocols, but they're not going to follow what is best in your interest. They're not going to do what's individual for you. They're going to follow a system. It's going to be a cookie cutter approach, more or less. That's the short of it. The positive is that with the volume of patients in the hospital these days and the shortage of nurses, they cannot really afford or they can't really logistically deal with the concept of the old system. If a doctor came into the hospital and said, hey, I want this and this and that, they might not have time for him.
Doctor Sergei Shealy-Sorens with us. We'll be right back for the final segment right after these few short commercial announcements.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorens with us. And if you'd like to call the clinic and set up an appointment, that number in Springfield, Missouri is 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's not the call-in number. That is the number for the clinic, Dr. Sheely's and Dr. Sheely Sorens clinic in Springfield, Missouri. 417-351-5221. The website is normsheely.com, N-O-R-M, as in Norman, Sheely, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. I was wondering about what your thoughts are about the older doctor, the seasoned doctor, the one who wasn't really raised with all the latest diagnostic tools, but's got lots of experience, compared to the brand new doctor just out of medical school. He's doing his residency. If you had a choice, with just knowing that.
I was a medical director at several organizations, and I've seen, I was in charge of several providers, a number of providers, including some younger ones, just recently graduated from fresh from the residency, and as well as those who are about to retire. So yes, I've had a range of experience with working with both type, and both personally as friends, colleagues, but also as a medical director.
So the question is, if you had to choose one, just knowing that one is older and more experienced, maybe ready to retire, versus the new resident, is there a preference? I mean,
oh, of course,
just based
absolutely.
On that,
absolutely, at 100%. saying all the time. Yes, I'll take someone with experience, someone who's been through the world, somebody who's got a heart. Hopefully they got a heart, because by that time, you know, if you're still around in the medical system, you haven't quit, hopefully you're doing something right, hopefully. And the other thing about it is I'm concerned about what's being taught in the new curriculum. I'm literally concerned about what's being taught, because there's information and there's misinformation. 90% of the stuff I learned in my own training is pure garbage.
You're talking about just treating specific symptoms and not treating the whole body?
That's one of it, but also the just information itself. False research. Most of the research is actually, if you look at it, and if you look at the stuff that wasn't allowed to be published, PubMed, Google Scholar, medical science is not exactly a science.
Mm-hmm. How about this? You know, there's been this debate about cancer and cell phones. I am absolutely positively convinced that you can get cancer from microwave radiation. I'm absolutely convinced that. What are your thoughts? Are you seeing, and have you seen, left breast cancer from women who put the cell phones in their left bra pocket because they're right-handed? And are you seeing left brain cancer because most people are right-handed, they write with their right hand, and they hold their phone with their left hand on the left side of their face? Have you seen that?
Interesting question, and I don't really have an answer for you on that, because that has to be investigated properly. Interesting suggestion, though. I mean, certainly worth a question. But it's electromagnetic radiation is EMF. The body is electromagnetic. The body is subtle energy. This is who we are. That's why the PEMF is such a wonderful device for support to healing, but that's also why the 5G, this is why the cell phones, this is why all of this advancement in technology is killing us. The further away we get from the nature, from Schumann frequency, from the, from literally from just grounding, from being with the one with the planet, with the earth, with the ecosystem, with a context of everything that is around us. And the further away we get, and the further artificial electromagnetic is in our lives, as well as just the society and culture becoming more fake by the minute. I'll just jump in with that as well as forgetting spirit, soul, mind, body, as well as forgetting who we are. Just really the whole thing. Specifically electromagnetic dangers, certainly aware of that and certainly concerned, yes.
Next week, when you're back with us, I'd like to share with you a story about when I was a computer jockey and what I experienced with electromagnetic radiation around 1 gigahertz, how it absolutely positively confused me. And you might be able to use that story to tie some dots together in your practice. Dr. Shuli Soren, thank you so much for being with us.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Fiona is bringing heavy rains and high winds to Puerto Rico, knocking out power to the entire island on Sunday. Heavy rainfall and catastrophic flooding continued across much of Puerto Rico. That's what the National Hurricane Center tweeted early Monday morning. The eye of Fiona was approaching the coast of the Dominican Republic. President Biden has declared a federal disaster for Puerto Rico. 8 million Japanese people have been ordered to evacuate as Typhoon Nanmadol slammed across Japan. Government officials in Japan told national broadcaster NHK that a level 5 alert, the highest on Japan's disaster warning scale, was called for as it's raining like never before. End quote. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
All right, so looks like just me for the next hour and a half, unless you'd like to call in. And if you do, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. That is the telephone number for GCN to be on the air with me live. Jason will answer the phone. He'll ask you your first name. He'll ask you where you're calling from, you know, what state. And he might even ask you what the subject is that you'd like to talk about. And the reason he does that is not to censor you, but to make sure that you're calling the right broadcast. Okay, you might dial the wrong number and expect that you're going to get technical support from CenturyLink, And that wouldn't be right. So he'll just make sure that you are getting to where you need to be. And he'll put that on the call screen. So I've got a call screen in front of me, and it has all these lines. And it says, it'll say your first name. It'll say the state you're calling from. That's just kind of a nice thing for me to see. And I can announce that, you know, you're from Michigan or Ohio or California, wherever you might be from. And the subject line, it just kind of gives me a heads up as to what you're talking about. Not to stifle communication, but just to give me a heads up so that I know where we're going. Okay? So I've been thinking about teaching some lessons from a 5-Minute University, something that I like doing. So I'm writing this book, 5-Minute University, and the website is 5MinuteUniversity.com, but it's not done. The book's not done. It's thousands and thousands of lessons, and so I'm trying to manage saving the farm, building finishing out the rest of the campsite. It's almost done, and the broadcast, and writing the book. Okay, that's what I'm trying to do. So as far as the campsite, we had to sacrifice the campsite for the cows so that we'd have enough grass so that we wouldn't have to sell the herd or half the herd. And fortunately, our decisions seemed to be the right decisions. We did not sell our cows, and we're doing what's called rotational grazing. We take electric fence tape. And it's a polypropylene white tape about half an inch wide. Looks like ribbon. And there are 6 stainless steel wires that are woven into this plastic ribbon or fence tape. And it's electrified by a high voltage, low current fence charger. So it gives you like a little shock. It won't kill you. And it doesn't kill the cows. It just reminds them and stop right at that white fence tape. And stop there, otherwise you're going to get a little shock every time you try to go through it. What that lets us do is give the cows, instead of giving them everything and say, y'all figure out what you want to do, they'll eat the things that they like best, the things that, the grasses that taste the best, the leaves that taste the best, the plants that taste the best. They'll eat those first. And we want them to eat everything. So what we'll do is put them in a paddock or a small area, and they'll eat everything. And then the next day or the day after, we'll let them have a different area. And a different area. So our farm is divided into lots and lots and lots of these paddocks. It's called rotational grazing. And what it does is it lets the grass recover. The grass needs about 21 days to recover from being stepped on, trampled, eaten, and the grass recovers. And you know when there's enough moisture. So that those are best practices for raising cows. And that's what we do. So what we had to do, because we had so little grass that was alive, that was green, we had to feed and our campsite, which, you know, we didn't want to do. But we did. Because the alternative was worse, which was sell the cows. That being said, I wanted to teach you a little bit about rotational grazing, which is what I just did. That's a lesson in the book. So how about ceiling fans? There's another lesson in the book about ceiling fans, and I'm sure you've seen lots and lots of ceiling fans. You look up, and they all have one characteristic in common. When they're spinning, when the fan blades are rotating, the fan wobbles, right? Why is that? Oh, it's because the person who installed it didn't install it properly. You can balance those blades just like you would balance a tire and wheel assembly for a vehicle. And if your tire and wheel assembly is out of balance, you feel this thump, 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 thump as your vehicle travels down the road. You know something's wrong. You know it. It's hard on the axle. It's hard on the bearings. It's hard on the shock absorbers. And it's hard on the person driving the vehicle. It makes no sense. Because you're probably only out of balance 1, 2, 3 ounces of weight. That's it. And that's enough at highway speeds like 55 miles an hour to cause a vibration in the vehicle, which damages the front suspension, the front control arms, the tie rod ends, the shock absorbers, the hubs, the wheel bearings, all of it. It makes no sense. And the tires, of course. It makes no sense to do it. So if you do it right the first time, everything lasts longer. So in terms of the ceiling fan, when you buy a ceiling fan, you'll find that it comes with a set of weights. And typically, there's three components to it. Two lead weights. And the lead weights are typically about the thickness of three or four sheets of paper with some adhesive. So that this lead weight sheet will stick on the upper side of the fan blade. And it comes with two of them, typically. And they are about an inch and a half square. So an inch and a half by an inch and a half, three or four sheets of paper thick with some adhesive. And then there's a third component, and it's a clip. It's kind of like a small clothespin, maybe half the size of a clothespin. And the idea is when you're installing the fan, you take this clothespin weight, which is about the weight of one of those lead weights. And you clip it on, and you turn on the fan, and you see if the wobble gets worse or better. And if it gets worse, you move it to the other side of the fan blade. So let's say you've tried it looking straight up. You'd say, well, it's 12 o'clock. Let's move it to the 6 o'clock position. Opposite. Typically, five blades on a ceiling fan. Some have four, some have three. I like the ones with five. They seem to be the most efficient, by the way, at low RPMs. Makes the most sense to me. 52 inches is a great, great happy medium for the use of current efficiently, electricity, and volume of air. So I like the 52-inch five-blade fans. And I like the ones made by Hunter Fan Company. I believe they're the best in terms of overall value. So I don't like the cheap ones because the cheap ones, everything's cheap. I mean, everything about them is cheap. The motors are less durable. The arms that hold the fan blades on are half the thickness. And the last thing you want is one of those fan blades going flying because the arm that holds it to the motor fails because of weakness. So that's why I like the Hunter. It's better in all respects compared to the house brand fans. So when you're balancing, you use this clip and you put it in a position and you try to find which blade will give you the least amount of vibration. And then when you get it close, then you start moving that clip in. And then if that doesn't work, if it gets worse, you move it outward toward the tip of the fan blade. Now, of course, you have to stop the fan every time you do this. So typically, you're going to be on a ladder, and you want to make sure you don't get slapped in the face by the fan blades. So somebody is going to be at the switch, you know, turning the power on while you watch it wobble, and then off, and then you reposition this little clip. And this clip is going to tell you roughly where the weight goes, the lead weights. So what I do is I take a piece of electrical tape, black electrical tape, and I don't glue the weight where the clip says it's the best position. I'll take one of the weights and I'll tape it on there. And you got to be careful because the weights can go flying outward and hit you in the face. So you want to tape it on enough so it doesn't go flying, but not so much that you use so much tape that you alter the weight of the balancing weight. You with me? So that's how you find the ideal spot. Now, sometimes you might find that it would work way better if you cut the weight in half and put half of it on one blade right adjacent to the other half that's on the next closest blade. And so you experiment. It's trial and error. There's no science that I know of getting it perfect without trial and error with the tools that most of us have. I don't have a machine that lets me spin up the blades and then say, you know what? If you put it right there, it's going to be perfect the first time. So it's trial and error. And you'll find that depending on where you put the weight, as you start this process, it's going to go way out of balance. You'll see what a difference a small amount of weight can do to make the fan really wobble. So every single fan in our house is perfect. Absolutely perfect. So you start by trying to balance it at a slow speed. You know, if you have low, medium, high speeds, you start with the slow speed. And you attach that clip and you get it as close as you can to the perfect balance point. And then you go to the next higher speed and then top speed, high speed, and see if it still stays in balance. Now, if you do that, your fan motor will last longer. It will be less likely to break itself from the box that's holding the fan on the ceiling, and it'll be everything will last longer. You'll use less electricity. It won't make as much noise, and it's more pleasant to look at. So every fan in our house is absolutely perfectly balanced. And why? Because the first time I put one on, I read the directions. And it said, you need to balance the fan. So I learned how to do it, and that was, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago. And I've never had to read the directions since, but I know how to do it. And I just did it from memory right now. I'm just teaching you how to do it. And you should do that. Because if you don't, that wobble has a potential to rock that fan right off the ceiling box and have it fall down. And they're heavy enough where they can kill you. Depending on the height of your ceiling, it can certainly mangle your face, right? And why is it? Why is it that when people put ceiling fans in their homes, they typically put them in a bedroom, right? And where is the fan? Right over the bed. Or at least right over your ankles, right? Why is that? Because the guy who put the box in the ceiling didn't think, maybe we should have it so that if the ceiling fan falls down, it won't kill this person while he's sleeping. So that's something you can think about. Where do you put the ceiling fan? And I'm in a studio right now, and there's a ceiling fan in the ceiling. And you know what? If it falls, it's not going to hit me. Why is that? Because I put it where it can work, and if it does fall, which would be unlikely, because I use the right kind of securing mechanisms.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, in my world, I could be wrong. By the way, don't believe anything that you hear me say or anybody else in the media. Don't believe what you read. Don't believe what you see on videos. Don't believe what you hear on the radio. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. So, these ceiling boxes, I've installed hundreds of them. And typically, the ones that most people install are these blue plastic boxes. And they're designed to support a lightweight light fixture. Fixture meaning it stays put. It does not have a motor. And it's lightweight. So typically it's a glass globe, a couple bulbs in there, and a ceiling mount, and it stays right against the ceiling. If you're going to have a chandelier, you need a much, much heavier box that's mounted that can support the weight of a chandelier. And if you have a fan, you've got a much heavier weight hanging from the ceiling with a motor that has torque that tries to twist that ceiling box right off the ceiling. So they make a box that is metal, and it's designed for ceiling fans. It's heavier duty, and it costs about 10 times as much. Some of them cost about $30. Some of them cost about $10. And what I do when I'm going to mount a ceiling fan for new work is different from old work. Old work is when you're rehabbing an older house. And new work is new construction. New work's much easier. Okay? Old work is hard. So when I do new work, what I do for mounting a ceiling fan is I'll take a 2x6. It's like a 2x4, but instead of 4 inches wide, it's 6 inches wide. And I will cut that to fit exactly between the ceiling joists or the floor joists, you know, of the floor above. Exactly where that ceiling fan is going to be. And I'll use Gorilla Glue. It'll be a real tight fit. And I'll use Gorilla Glue to fit it in between the joists. and then I'll screw it in from the sides, and I'll glue it in place, and it's not going anywhere. And then I will mount the ceiling box that comes with, I'll use a pancake box, so it's, you know, it's roughly 3/4 of an inch deep, and that's just for the wires. And I use the ceiling mounting hardware that comes with the fan, and I screw all of that into the 2x6. Or I might not use the pancake box at all. I might just use the hardware that comes with the ceiling fan, depending on how the ceiling fan hardware looks. But the bottom line is, if they say put 2 screws in, I'm going to put like 8 screws in, because I don't want it coming down, and I don't want it falling down. But you've all heard stories about ceiling fans that fall down, right? Don't let that happen to you. So you can look up ceiling fan boxes, and you'll see that they're different. They may look a little bit the same, but they're much, much stronger. They are not the same. And if you think about it, what do most people do when they add a ceiling fan to a bedroom? They use whatever box is in the ceiling, right? And that one was never designed, or almost never designed, to hold anything of weight, and certainly not with a motor. So that's a problem, right? So now you know what to do. Make sure you use the right ceiling box. So I've been real busy at the farm and working on the campsite and hay and those kinds of things. I've got 5 more fields to do in terms of baling, which is what I'm going to do right after this broadcast. In about a little over an hour, I'm going to be on the tractor baling. And I was working last night on the hay wagon because I'm going to have to haul this hay to the barn. And I have this 1941 hay wagon made by a company called Electric Wheel. And you can look up hay wagon. And it has it has 4 wheels, and it steers. It's really kind of neat. It's not, you pull it. You pull it with a tractor. And it's designed for hauling square bales of hay. We're going to use it for hauling hay, and we're also going to use it for putting 2 IBC totes that have been sterilized for water for our campers. And we're going to put that on this hay wagon and bring fresh water whenever necessary to the campground. Okay, so this hay wagon is 81 years old, and it's lived most of its life, if not all of its life, outside. So as we were restoring it, and, you know, cleaning it, sanding it, and painting it, and putting new decking on, and all those things, we put the wheels back on. They wobbled. You know, I adjusted the wheel bearings, 4 of them, on each axle hub. And I jacked the hay wagon up and spun the wheels, and there it kind of wobbled about 1/2 inch. I'm going to tell you what I did to fix it when we come back. Now, this is something that you can do. You can rent these tools. I don't know why they call it renting. Really what it is you put a deposit on the tools. They let you walk out of the store with the tools. You bring the tools back, and they give you your deposit back. And AutoZone does it. O'Reilly's does it. Maybe some others do. I don't know. I've never used the others, so I can talk about O'Reilly's and AutoZone. But most of the time, we use AutoZone because they're nice to us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.